The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
News. News.
Come on, Aaron.
No.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
That's the best part.
This is news or no.
I feel like you could just end on that last. No.
But I love the Vader part.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we'll leave it. Are we leaning towards that one over the all talky one? Is that where we're at?
I like getting to sing during the intro, but I like the newsy. I like the bed, just like
the other one. Yeah. Okay,
it makes me feel important. So it's really just about me. I like to sing and then feel important. Thank you. Good evening. big news for I'm not going to be here for a while. Is my news because Pizza Hut is extending their Book It program to all ages. In celebration of the 40th anniversary. This is the only time we've
got... Guys, if people don't understand what News or Nope is, because lately I've just been letting everything slide.
Yeah.
This story literally has zero interest to me, but like, if you think I should make it
news... I don't know what
a Book It program is.
Assuming it's the, like, you read a book or a certain amount of books and you get pizza.
That's it.
Who wants Pizza Hut? Domino's is a superior product.
Yeah.
Like almost anything. What? Totino's Pizza rocks Pizza Hut.
No. Come on.
You want Tostino's when you're like super hungover.
I don't think it's Tostino's.
What
is
it?
Totino's.
Totino's? Sorry.
And Tostitos.
Two
similar.
Yeah.
That's the one that you want when you're like really drunk.
The Totino's?
Yeah.
The square pizzas?
Yeah.
Hell to the yeah.
Exactly.
But you can't microwave it. They suck microwave.
No, you can't.
You have to put it in the oven.
But if we're comparing that to Pizza Hut, I would eat Pizza Hut sober.
No, you wouldn't. No,
I would.
Yeah. Where are you at on like Little Caesars?
Mm-mm.
But it's...
It's just hot and ready, and that's
it. I know
it.
It's ready, but like they had a commercial the other day during a football game, and I was like...
Someone, I think, messaged and said it's a lot better.
I don't remember what it was, but they almost got me, and I was stone cold sober. I was like, damn, if that's ready right now.
Really? It's hot and it's ready.
I know. I get it.
I love soft pretzels, and they have a pizza with the pretzel crust, and that intrigues me. But then
Caesars does?
Yeah, but then the sauce is like cheese. It's like the nacho cheese that's on a... That you get with a pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't want that. Yeah, that's not it. Yeah, but the Book It program, you read a book, you get a free personal pen.
Hold on, I haven't made my decision.
I'm just trying to... jam everything
okay,
in.
Okay, it's news because if it has to do with education, I've never heard of this. So it's like
the Book It program. Yeah, you read a certain number of books and then you get a free personal pan pizza and then you get to go redeem it and that's when you get to go to Pizza Hut as
an
8-year-old.
Do you prove that you read the books? How do you prove? You just say.
I think the parents are kind of involved.
So I can't do it. Can I go right now?
Hold on. If T-Hack is the parent,
right,
to mark off how many books.
Correct.
No.
Yeah, he's saying
Pizza Hut is going out of business.
Yeah, you have 18,000 books, Leo?
Leo's been busy.
No, yeah.
Yep, he's advanced.
Wait, so they're getting rid of it?
No, they're expanding it. Now, it used to be under a certain age, but now in celebration of the 40th anniversary, they're giving away 1 million personal pans. This time, readers of all ages can participate. So even you, if you want to read a little something.
Audiobooks? Does that count?
I don't think so.
Because I listen to Green Lights every, like, once a month now.
Oh, really?
It's just something about hearing Matthew.
How long does an audiobook take to read?
Just like podcasts, not that anybody wants to listen to this podcast any faster than it is, but I listen to like audiobooks at 1.5 or 1.6 or something.
Oh, okay.
So I never speed it up. I need to.
You have to.
Yeah.
I always forget about it.
Oh my God, it's so much better.
Well, you can always get our podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does
We're
the
available.
Odyssey app work again or no?
It's there.
Okay. What do we give people if they listen to X number of podcasts? Every once in a while, we had like a Gaga giveaway or something for if you were...
It's like you get an entry for every hour that you're listening.
Yeah. Okay. There's Sabrina Carpenter tickets, I believe, right now going on.
If you listen to
us. For an hour. You got to stream it live,
only if you listen to us, though, right?
Yeah.
None of the other shows.
Us.
Just this show.
Yes. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was decent.
This, Justin, I have unlimited power.
What? Hold up.
It turns out that caffeine gives a higher tolerance for pain. And being a ginger, I already have a high tolerance. It's proven.
Hold on. Is that true?
It is.
Why do gingers have...
Because red hair is technically a genetic mutation, and the pain genetics or whatever, it's in the same genome or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
did you just throw a remote at me?
I'm going to see if it hurt.
No.
It didn't even remotely hurt.
Good morning. Yeah, hit her. Punch her.
We could. I honestly think that I could.
You could handle a punch from T-Hack.
Yeah.
Well, anybody could handle a punch.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
My son's a black belt.
I think if we were to try to figure out. No, like the ice challenge.
My son's read 18,000 books this summer.
The ice challenge meaning what?
Stick your hand in a thing of ice, whoever can last longest. I crush you guys.
I'm looking at buying an ice bath as part of my, we talked about it the other day where I'm getting all woo-woo and I bought a grounding mat and all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about buying an ice bath and I think we could do that challenge.
Okay, I'm down.
Whoever can last in there the longest.
Yeah, that means we get to go to his house.
No, yeah. I'll bring it in here.
Yeah, I'll bring the pizza.
All right, that was a decent one, Aaron. Congrats.
Thanks.
Good evening. A story that hits close to home in a couple of ways. You, a couple of Office fans here. Well, Jenna Fisher, otherwise known as Pam.
Yep. Oh, this is news. Bam, this, Pam, is, Pam. This is this oh.
Yeah. She announced that she had a battle with breast cancer. Thankfully, now she is cancer-free, but she came out and opened it in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so...
Are we doing anything for that?
No.
What, we really need to be doing something with that.
Yeah. I mean, asked to.
I know. And you have
things your sister fell through the cracks.
All right. Well, by next October, we're going to be.
We'll have something put together by then.
I have some pink shoes I've been thinking about wearing. I don't know.
Wear those. Be help or something. Anything, but we need to be. Like, if you have a breast cancer charity you want us to get involved with, if there's still time, text us at 51059.
Yeah.
Erin, I mean, lost her sister. I've got friends who. Yeah. Had the battle. Like, let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One more.
Good evening. We all love Spirit Halloweens, but it turns out that there's going to be some Spirit Christmases. They are going to turn.
No, they're not.
They are going to turn some Spirit Halloweens into Christmas stores in November.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
No, they're not.
They are. I'm hyped.
Can't be hyped.
I'm excited too. I just went into a Spirit Halloween last weekend for the first time in years. And I always thought they were a little more
ratchet.
Seedy. Yeah, yeah. That's ratchet.
Not anymore.
But not at all anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like a department store.
No, it's not.
It's
huge.
It's ratchet. It's nice. There's different areas. No. Everything's signed and labeled.
It's a failed, what is it? It's a failed something. It's like a failed Bed Bath & Beyond or a failed.
Any store that's closing
that
in August.
Yes.
Spirit Halloween is we're gonna take it over.
Let's go. And there's a reason that store failed because no one wants to go there. And then you put another store where
it's only there for a month.
It's gonna be there for 3 months. Yeah,
I was impressed though. I was genuinely impressed. Like they had a lot of selection, a little pricey, but tons of it was I felt safe in there. I didn't feel spooked out or anything.
I was gonna say the only Halloween store that is close to my heart is Reinke Brothers.
Yeah.
But you are such a wuss.
He would not be able to handle it.
Oh my God, there's big scary statues inside. All right, well, we're still doing our Halloween thing, right? I haven't
gotten an update, but yeah. I should ask.
Okay, I just want everybody to know that by next week, we're going to do it. But I read the texts. And T-Hack does not have to be involved.
Yeah.
What? No, I'll do one.
We're not going to force you to do any. That's what we mean.
Okay, you'll just make me feel like crap if I don't.
Yeah.
We're going to drop you off with some books at a Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.